when you have the downtime at the beginning of the year, or when you're, or even if you don't, trying to make the time, that now is the time to recalibrate, realign, and project and plan for where you want to be at by the end of the year.
Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here is your host, the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
Welcome back, 2025, Little Dentist Podcast. Holy cow. If you're watching on the YouTube, you'll notice that I got a new grill. Yeah, you'll have to hear more about that. It was a big end of 2024. Part of the reason I didn't record was getting my teeth did up. 3 through 14. I kind of had to put my money where my mouth was. I mean, I didn't actually pay for any of this, but I had to truly see, do I believe in what I do enough to do it on myself, and or have someone else prep them, but like go through the process myself, and I did. But yeah, I hope you're so glad. I hope you're having a great start to your year. Before I jump into today's episode, I'm pumped to be back recording again. I hate it because I go through these like emotional swings. Like, I got to be honest with everybody. It's a lot. It's a lot to record, run a practice, do all the 3D stuff, be a dad. Sometimes I get overwhelmed, and I did a pretty good job towards the end of the year, holidays, of just taking time off. And, you know, some things have to give. And one of those things was recording. And so I am back, and I'm remotivated. It's funny. I'll get into this here in a second as I start, but I struggle with a beginning of year funk. So that's going to be a highlight of this episode. Hey, before we get started though, remember this podcast is sponsored by myself, which means I get to talk about what I want, which is 3D Dentist. And 3D Dentist, we want to help educate you on all things digital workflow. Our mastermind program in July, I think, has 2 or 3 seats left, and then it will be sold out until January 2026. So that's something that you want to commit to if that's on your horizons. It's hands down, I think, our top program that just gets you into the circle, all the things you talk about on here. And really, it's just accountability with other great like-minded dentists. Otherwise from that, we've got a couple spots left in our implant continuum in March. So if you're looking to get into implants, we have a couple spots left there. And in our full arch and our implant and our advanced bone grafting this year in 2025, we're offering didactic offerings. So if you've been hesitant to want to take those live patient courses, because I get it, they are expensive, we now offer those courses in didactic. So you get to come to the first 3 days of those courses, hang out, and you can even stick around and watch the surgeries if you want. Just don't get to participate in the actual live surgery. But you get the entire same experience for much less cost. So check that out. Go to 3D-dentist.com or reach out to Meredith at meredith@3D-dentist.com. Meredith, I think that's right. You'll figure it out. All right, enough of that. So I mentioned a second ago, like I always have like a beginning of year funk. And I think it comes down to me to like, you work so hard to hit goals, to hit metrics, to like, and it all kind of culminates in the end. And then on January 1st, you look at everything and it's all zero, zero implants placed, $0 in the collections. Like it's just, and I'm like, wow, it's almost like you're climbing this mountain, right? And then you get to the end of the mountain, and then you wake up the next morning and you're back at the beginning of the mountain. And I got to start climbing all over again. And it can be overwhelming. And honestly, we typically get off to a slow start because we prioritize so much planning on the front end for the year. And so it kind of puts me even to a more of a, sometimes a negative perception, just because I'm like, man, last week we spent 2 days having winter camp. Winter camp for us is a 2-day retreat. We do a summer and a winter. And winter camp's a 2-day retreat where we go away with a team. We rent these cabins for everybody. And we basically do 2 days of team bonding and team training, lots of role playing to just get us all on the same page of what the vision is and the goals are for 2025. That's 2 days of production for a big practice. You can imagine like what that cost us. But every time I come back and I'm like, man, the culture of the past week or so, it's the highest it's been as far as just like teamwork. everybody on the same page. I'm walking down the hallway and I'm hearing like our lingo, you know, like someone's like shouting out the four promises. They're talking about being aware, unaware, some of it, none of it, or all of it. You know, they're using all these scripts and things that we practice and do. And so it's encouraging to me. And so I think it's one of those things that if you're not doing something at the beginning of the year to just reset things from a culture standpoint and a vision standpoint, you really got to consider doing it. And I don't think it's just for big teams. I think if you're a one doctor with four team members, it's important. And I'll get into another story here in a second, but there's something really powerful about sharing what your vision is or what your heart is for that year, or what your goals are for that year, because none of us can get to those places on our own. And there's a level of accountability that happens and a level of like, and the people around us, by the way, they want to see us succeed. Most of the time our team members, they're there because they want to be a part of something and they want to help the doctor carry out their vision and their goals. And so unless you make that known, they can't help you, you know, attain those things. So we take 2 days off for that. And then in conjunction with that, we do 20 to 30 minute annual reviews with every team member. Now, this is one of those things that when I talk about this, people will usually like get pushback and they're like, oh, like that sounds miserable. And it kind of is a little bit, I'm not going to talk you out of this. It kind of is a little miserable in that like it can be emotionally exhausting having these conversations with people over and over. I'm on day two and we're like two thirds through our 35 people. So it'll end up taking us like 3 full days for us to go through our entire team. But that's the kind of value I see in it, that I'm willing to give up that kind of production or time doing other things, because I believe that getting that intentional time with my people will then have a return for both them and for me that is mutually beneficial in the long run. So I wanted to share some of those things that I found out the past 2 days. Number one is I found out a lot about my team members that I didn't know was happening on the outside. So we have on the worksheet that we do, we've got personal goals and professional goals. Professional goals are always, you know, typically like I want to be better at presenting treatment. I want to answer the phone. Like it's helpful too, because I've learned I need to coach them on creating and setting their own goals, because their goals are not very good goals. And what I mean by that is I don't think that it's not that the goal inherently is bad. It's that the way that the goal has been framed is not, it's not specific enough. It's not measurable enough. It's not relatable, achievable, and time bound. For those of you that have worked with this, you know what that is. That's every goal should be a SMART goal. It's an acronym. Yeah. SMART goal. Specific, measurable, achievable, relatable, and time bound. So an example of like, I'll give you a personal one that someone said, I want to read more books. Well, that seems like a reasonable goal. Like reading more is a good thing, but I don't think it's a great goal because I don't really know. It's too vague. What is more books? So I asked this team member, I said, well, how many books did you read last year? Because usually when you set a goal, a good place to go off is historical data, right? Well, I read none. So I'm like, well, shoot. I mean, a good goal for you is like read one book. If you read none last year, if you tell me that you want to read 20 books, I'm going to tell you like that's not achievable. If you tell me that you want to go, I don't know. If you tell me you want to start working on cooking, I'm going to tell you that's not relatable to your goal of reading more books. And then the time bound is important, right? Well, if I told you I needed to read one book by the end of the year, when do you think that I'd probably start reading that book? Probably not until November. So learning to help them kind of walk through a process of not only what goals they want to have and setting a goal, but also understanding like how to set a good goal and how to give it enough specificity to be quantifiable, measurable, to have it be something they could actually achieve. Like it's legit. Meaning reading 100 books in year one is not a good goal. But if you told me, hey, I want to read 100 books, and last year you read 90, I'd be like, that's probably legitimately achievable. And then even breaking it down sometimes into a understanding like a what time bound spot I want to be at, like mini goals, right? So in order to hit 100 goals, I need to read 10 books read 100 books. I need to read 10 books by Valentine's Day or whatever that looks like. So that can be helpful. And by the way, this is no different than how I would set goals for my own practice. Like, I want to do 20 implants next year, or 20 hybrids, or 20 cosmetic cases, or whatever it is that you want to do. This is how we would set up our goals in that time. So that part was interesting. The other part that I found interesting through this is on the personal side, is just learning that there's so much going on with our team members outside of these four walls that we work in here. I'll give you a couple examples. One is a team member I had no idea. She has a one bedroom apartment and her mom is living with her. Her mom's in her 60s, retired, sounds like has some money, but is just freeloading off her daughter. And that's causing a lot of stress in her daughter's life. Not only just living with your mom in a one bedroom apartment, but also then the financial burden of what that looks like. So, like, that's eye opening information to me. Another one is battling some credit card debt, which is therefore wanting them to have a raise because of some situations they got into and, you know, now can't afford yada, yada, yada. So you can't be, it would be easy for me to look at some of these things and be like, well, why do you put yourself in these situations, or unemotionally just kind of check out from their reality and just be like, well, that's their problem. But I think it's really important that we understand that their problem is my problem. Because one, if we're a family, and I really want to do create a culture and a vision at our practice that we're a family, one, I want to know how I can support my people. Now, I don't believe that a $1 or $2 raise is going to help someone get to financial freedom, get rid of credit card debt. It can be a part of it, but part of it is I want to know what's going on with my people so that I can, one, understand how they're operating and where their head's at, so that I choose my words and I know how to influence them and communicate with them and help them grow within the practice. And so that I, and genuinely, so I can actually help people make good decisions and grow personally to accomplish what their goals are. Like, it's a noble goal to get out from under yourself to gain financial independence and want to buy a house. It's something that's been eye-opening to me because obviously I talk to a lot of dentists, and so I teach a lot with dentists, and, you know, so a lot of times I use the analogy of buying a house and what buying a house looks like and different things that I can relate. Buying a house and working on a house and putting stuff in a house, it's very relatable to dentistry, and so I'll use that analogy a lot. And recently I've realized that, like, man, I have swung and missed, majorly speaking, when I use an analogy like that with my team members, because I think we're at a point right now where, you know, less than half of my team own a house, something that I take for granted. And one, housing's gotten super insanely expensive in Nashville. And two, if you're single income or the primary breadwinner, it's really difficult to afford housing in Nashville in any sort of relative area that's close. And I would use analogies a lot of times that was built around that. And I'm out of touch. Like, that doesn't land with my team members. So, you know, it's funny because along those lines, I've moved a lot more to cars because all of my team members do own a car. So now it's been able for me to have I've been able to relate to my people a lot better by understanding where they're at and then using an analogy that's better equipped to have conversations with them. So kind of going back to these reviews, it's been eye-opening to me, and it's helpful for me because one, I find a lot about, like, I found out one that, like, someone was, their marriage was struggling last year on, like, the brink. I didn't know about it. And it's like, man, that's, I'm not doing my best job if I don't know what's going on with these people and then how I can support them and kind of, you know, walk along with them and encourage them and, you know, all these type of things. So I told one of them, I said, hey, I wish you would, I'm so glad you're bringing this up, because I was like, we want to support you and walk alongside you as y'all are, like, you know, trying to figure this out and get this debt paid down or whatever. And I was like, I'm happy to look at this raise. It was actually out of, like, the 20 that we've done so far, it was the only one that brought up a raise, which is good. And that's something, like, a lot of times people will ask, like, well, do you just get hammered with money questions? And I would say the first year we did it, yes, but it was really easy to fix. Basically, every person that asked about a raise, I said, hey, that's a great question. These annual reviews are not about raises. I'm happy to have that conversation in the future, next week, next month. We can have a conversation about it, but this is not the time for those. So that allowed us to basically kind of put a separation of church and state between having these reviews and keeping them more laid back, more personal, more intentional as far as like just improvement with the practice and with what they're doing, but to keep that kind of conversation outside of it. So in this situation, I said, hey, that's a great, I did the same thing. They're newer, so they don't know this. I said, yeah, no problem. We can have that conversation and down the road. This isn't the right time and place for it. But what I did say is I said, here's what I will tell you. I'm happy to look at this, but I will want to look at it in the intentionality of looking at it from a systemic, holistic view. And to me, that's like now starting to have conversations about like, okay, where is all the money going? You know, helping them plan for what they need to be saving to buy a house. You know, just giving them some level of strategy behind some of this to help them accomplish what their goals are. So that to me has been a really, really helpful part of it. And I tell you, you may be like, where the heck is the ROI in that for the practice? I think it's huge because that is what ultimately builds people who will run through walls for you, who will stay late with you, who will not leave you for $2 or $3 by and large. And so my investment in people a lot of times isn't necessarily a financial investment. It is a financial investment sometimes, but it's also trying to just invest my time and energy into supporting them and whatever it is that they have going on through life. And most of you I know are willing to do this, but the problem is we don't often take time to figure it out. Or we know it with the people we work with and interact on a day in, day out basis. And so if you are small, this is a relatively easy process probably because you already interact daily with your people. But the two examples I gave, one's a front office, so I'm never up there, hardly. And then one works with another doctor. So like, I don't get much time with these people. So both situations, that would be something that I wouldn't get to spend a lot of time with them at all. And the other part about it, the other two things I've noticed is, number one, the word I keep coming back to is consistency. And I'm trying to preach a level of consistency with my team. And I think that that is where I think a younger generation like that, like my generation really and below, I'm 36. So like, you know, maybe it's even less than maybe like 30 and below, which makes up a lot of the team members or our practices. They lack a level of consistency. One day they look great. They actually took a shower. The next day they look like they walked in from the bar last night. And so trying to preach a level of consistency, both in their appearance, but their work, their communication, their mood, consistency is something that I'm trying to preach. And second of all, these reviews have been, I think the biggest takeaway for me is just how much our expectations have, we've lost alignment in that I've got people who are running in one direction thinking they're doing the right thing. And then I'm over here going, what are they doing? And alignment, you lose alignment when you get caught up in the busyness of your day in and day out nature. And if you don't connect with people on a regular basis, your alignment gets further and further and further away. And so like I had someone come in, it was one of my doctors, and in my mind, I was like, hey, we got to work on X, Y, and Z. And they come in and they kind of were like, you know, I'm really wanting to do A, B, and C. And I'm like, well, gosh, we still got to get X, Y, and Z figured out. And to be super clear, like, I think this person is doing a great job and they've made a ton of progress. I just maybe don't see, I'm just not aligned with maybe where they think their progress is or our scale of looking at each other. And like, if you think that you think this is a B grade and I think it's a C grade, that's a lack of alignment. So we may not be that far off when we really get down to like the details, but we're just missing from an alignment standpoint of where we are. And that comes ultimately from lack of communication. It's no different than a marriage or a relationship. Like you know, if you don't communicate, you wake up one day and you're like, wow, who is this person? We have a total lack of alignment. And these annual reviews are a good reminder for me of, with specific people, where we're aligned and maybe the people I need to pour more into and realign. So in this example that I'm giving, what I did was I said, you know what? I would like to meet with you on a weekly basis because we've got to get our alignment back. And you want great things. I want great things for you. Only way that happens is if we can get more aligned so that we're rowing in the same direction. Can't have you rowing and I'm rowing and we're off sync. And so it will come at some inconvenience to me, which those of you that hear me or listen routinely, you'll hear me talk a lot about inconvenient training, which to me, the best training happens at the most inconvenient times. And so I said, well, I will make time for you. It will be inconvenient for me, but it's going to be inconvenient for you. And so we're going to meet at 6 a.m. on Monday mornings for an hour every other week so that we can get alignment back. And then the hope is, and what will happen is obviously if we do that a couple of times, we'll probably get more aligned. Then we start to look at each other and then we can go to like maybe a month. But we've got to have that level of communication that's happening on a time basis. And for me in the schedule that I have, like there is no more time. So the only way that I get the time is to borrow my sleep, which I'm willing to do for the people that are willing to do it with me. And so like that was my ask, was like, you've got to get here too. And you have to buy me Starbucks. And if you do those things, then I will commit that time to you so that you can improve. But I don't want to skip my lunch. I don't want to skip my other things that I have to do. So that becomes my thing. Whew. Anyways, that was a long episode. Here's what takeaways from this. If you're struggling to get out of the gate this year, you're not alone. Q4 was a hard year for us industry-wide. The holidays were terrible timing, right in the smack dab in the middle of the week. People coming off the election, not sure what things are doing. We've had some crazy weather, I think, pretty much nationwide. And so it's normal that things maybe aren't off to as fast a start as you want. Don't lose momentum. Don't let that get you down. It's a long race. It's 12 months to the next one. So don't lose sight there. And then I want you to focus on when you have the downtime at the beginning of the year, or even if you don't, trying to make the time, that now is the time to recalibrate, realign, and project and plan for where you want to be at by the end of the year. It's also the time to reflect on, obviously, 2024, what went well, what didn't go well. And last but not least, getting to know your team members, investing in them, I think is an ROI that is hard to necessarily, but can be very, very good long-term as you build out people in your practice. I hope you all enjoyed this. Again, go check us out, 3D-dentist.com. And I'm going to get back on the podcasting horse. I have lots of good stuff I want to talk about. It's been a good couple weeks of also brainstorming. So work smarter, harder. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.